U.S. beef headed back to Japan. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
That's terrific news. The Japanese market traditionally has been a market where we send our highest quality products, oftentimes products that are so high quality that American consumers are not as willing to spend what it costs to get those products.
Tennessee Cattlemen's Association's Executive Vice President Luke West commenting on the reopening of U.S. beef into the Japan market that was announced on Sunday. It's been nearly 2 years since Japan placed their ban on U.S. beef after the discovery of BSE in that single cow in Washington State.
As good as the market's been, at times, I'm sure cattlemen have wondered, why do we need Japan? Because we've got terrific cattle prices anyways. But it's kind of the icing on the cake to have our beef back in Japan.
Now, before the ban, Japan was the number one importer of U.S. beef and beef products with a value estimated at $1.4 billion. Now, West says the goal is to ensure Japan that the U.S. produces the best quality beef in the world so that they will once again choose U.S. beef over the competition.
While we've been gone, the other major beef-producing nations, such as Australia, have kind of taken over our market share there, and now at least we're in a position to fight to get it back, and I'm sure we'll be able to do that.
Now, the Ag Department says the U.S. will likely begin shipment of beef and beef products to Japan from cattle that are 20 months of age or younger within 7 to 10 days. There are now a total of 67 countries that are importing U.S. beef and beef products. That's down from 119 prior to the BSE discovery in December of 2003. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.